On Mondays, we focus on technology.
AT&T and Bell South are having problems finishing their proposed merger. Last week, the Federal Communications Commission twice postponed a scheduled vote on the deal. It said it will have to undergo further public review, as NPR's Jack Spear reports.
When it was first announced 7 months ago, the merger of the two telecom giants was seen as a deal that would gain quick approval. And last week, the Justice Department signed off on the $80 billion merger without imposing any conditions. But Democratic commissioners over at the FCC refused to go along. Jeffrey Kagan is an independent telecom analyst.
The FCC is looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking out the windshield.
Kagan questions whether postponing the deal again makes sense. He says consumers today have more options than ever for buying internet and phone service.
What we're doing is we're delaying the merger, which would make a bigger company and able to compete more equally with the cable television companies.
But other analysts had a different take. Sam Simon is chair of the Telecommunications Research and Action Center, a consumer research group.
We are in this era of change where there's lots of new stuff down the line, but it's not here yet.
In the end, FCC Chairman Kevin Martin agreed to expand the public comment period for the proposed merger by another 10 days. AT&T, for its part, said it's willing to consider possible concessions, but still expects the FCC will approve the deal. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.